This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the business of health, where palliative care is gaining popularity. The results of a study of this kind of care are published in today's edition of the New England Journal of Medicine. Driving some of the interest, palliative care might lower costs. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
Palliative care is for patients who are coping with the symptoms of a serious disease.
Difficulty breathing, pain from the tumor, nausea, and palliative care addresses those physical symptoms.
That's Dr. Sean Morrison. He's a professor of palliative medicine at Mount Sinai who co-authored the study. He says only about 5% of patients have serious illnesses, but they're responsible for more than 50% of healthcare costs. He says patients getting palliative care are more involved in decisions and may avoid expensive end-of-life procedures. Don Taylor is a professor of public policy at Duke University. He says palliative care can keep patients out of emergency rooms, which should be avoided because
once you're into that system, you're likely to be hospitalized, and then most likely it's going to end up with something that's not only expensive, but is not really going to be a great experience for the patient.
Taylor says more research is needed to determine just how much money palliative care can save. He's conducting a study on that right now. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.